right, gentlemen, that completes our public hearings. Our next item is other business. We have three items of other business this evening. The first one being Richard F. Lineham, conditional use number 1834, site plan on Hebron Street.
I previously sent you a copy of the site plan. It's a site plan for the seasonal storage of umbrella stands. The conditional use was approved October 5th of 2010 with seven conditions. All those conditions are referenced on the site plan. Mr. Lineham is proposing 9 storage sheds. There's an 8-foot high solid vinyl fence, which is required and proposed. The landscape buffer consists of 26 trees. There's a buffer. The buffer is not proposed on the northeastern boundary since there's an existing building that's less than 1 foot from the property line, so he's asking for a waiver from that. You could grant that waiver since that condition originated at the commission level, and we have received all agency approvals.
I'm sorry, what condition is he seeking to waive?
There was supposed to be a buffer around the three sides, and it'd be the northeastern side where there's an existing building.
Okay, all right.
That adjoins his property.
Okay.
So in that case, the fence would just go up against the property line, is that?
Fence would, yeah. Offset about a foot from the property
line. Yeah, that's not unreasonable.
I recall that, this isn't the subdivision deal that we're talking about. That was, I think the buffer was more because of the other properties that are more residential than this one that's right up against the building.
Yeah, I think that was the purpose was, yeah.
This shows the fence. Is that going to be a gate in the middle there, or it's just an opening on this drawing, but is it going to be gated?
The condition was that the storage area shall be secured at all times.
Yes,
right. Nothing, so it has to
I mean,
be.
It just leaves, there's a gap there.
That is interesting that there's no gate indicated.
Right.
I think there needs to be one on the final approved plan.
I mean, that
plan
was part of the requirement.
Yeah.
And I would like to see that shown on the plan itself, even if it just says gate.
I mean, we can approve it subject to that.
Right.
But yeah, I agree with Mr. Ross.
Good catch. Also, can we, if we were to approve the site plan, can we approve it with a stipulation that if the building is removed, that the vinyl fence be built or be installed?
I think the fence is installed.
Fence is there. It's the buffer that landscape.
Oh, it's the buffer that
he's seeking to. To avoid.
I misread that then.
Better.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve this site plan as a preliminary, and that the final site plan shall show the gate that would be installed to provide the secure setting for the this area.
Second that.
Did you want final site plan?
And I want final site plan subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Oh, okay.
Because we're requiring a gate. I want to see it.
Aren't we also being asked for a waiver from the buffer on the northeast side?
I think by accepting the preliminary, we're agreeing to that waiver.
Yeah, but certainly you can. Yeah.
But I'll clarify that by stating that a buffer is not required on the northeastern boundary due to the existing building on the adjoining lot.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve as a preliminary Richard F. Lineham conditional use number 1834 site plan on Hebron Street with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.